Welcome back to First Horizon Park here in downtown Nashville. It's Jeff M. back with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. And tonight the Sounds continue their series against St. Paul. And we're joined by infielder Owen Miller. Owen, as a Wisconsin guy, the weather this week's getting better. We're moving in the right direction. But I would be willing to bet that in your high school days, you probably have some stories of, like, pushing snow off the field just so you guys could get games in.
Yeah, I definitely, growing up in Wisconsin, I have played in some pretty cold games. Honestly, I think some of my coldest was actually in college, probably at Illinois State. Yep. I was in Bloomington, Illinois, and they didn't really, I swear, there wasn't many trees or buildings or anything blocking the wind. So I had some pretty windy, cold, rainy, like low 40s, maybe even upper 30s games in college. So yeah, I've definitely played in some cold games.
So some of the ones this week, would you say, yeah, it's still cold, or would you say, oh, this is nothing?
It definitely was colder than I expected, that's for sure. Yeah. One of the nights it was pretty windy. I think that was on Tuesday. But I think it's just a mentality when you play in cold like that. I mean, if you're really cold, get some hand warmers, maybe get a little sack that you can put your hands in if they're cold in the infield. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't know. You just try to stand by the heater before your at bats, get your hands warmed up and go from there.
Well, as you well know, this game throws challenges at you all the time, and you just missed out on making the Brewers opening day roster. No one would expect you to be happy to be down here, but how would you say it's going so far, and how are you trying to handle it when you've been through this before, but it never gets any more enjoyable, even though you've been through it before?
Yeah, you know, it's just, I mean, baseball, your career, I mean, it's a roller coaster, and you know, you try not to ride it as much as possible. You try to stay pretty even keeled through it all. You know that there's going to be challenges, you know that there's going to be highs, you know that there's going to be lows, but it's just showing up every day with a good attitude. You know what you have to work on. I know what I gotta accomplish down here. I know what I gotta work on as far as defensive and just an offensive mindset too. But no, it's just, I think a lot about it is perspective and realizing that you're still playing baseball, and you know, you're in a beautiful place like Nashville, and enjoy it as much as you can and be grateful for every day.
When we caught up last year, we talked about your ability to play all over. First base is not new to you, but we've seen you routinely out there here so far. So about first base, what in the last few years, as you've played that a lot more, have you grown to like about it? And what is more challenging about it than maybe some people don't always give it credit for?
Yeah, I would say probably the biggest challenge is once you've played third base and shortstop your whole life is just the concept of every ball that's hit, you can't just immediately go after it. There's times where the pitcher's going to get it, and there's times where you probably could get it, but the right play is to let the second baseman get it. So it's kind of understanding, like, you know, you want to be aggressive and go to balls, but you also got to be smart. And I think also it's just sometimes you'll get, like, a lot of ground balls that you get over at first base are kind of, they're hit kind of, you know, not very routinely. Mm-hmm. Even if they may look routine, they always got some weird side spin on it and things like that. So I think it's just, you know, like you said, just like get more reps over there and playing more over there. You know, the more time you're over there, the easier it gets. And yeah, I definitely feel pretty comfortable over there, and still kind of getting, I feel like I didn't get too many in-game ground balls during spring training. So definitely been a lot more work over there to start the season.
Would the one last night that you sort of had to end up bear crawling for fall into that category?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, when you're holding a run around like that and you're kind of close, like, and the guy hits one, sometimes it's hard to tell what the speed of what it's hit at. And, you know, I dove thinking that it was a little bit harder, and then glad that I still could make the play out and get the out.
An out's an out. Yeah. Tonight, you're facing a former college teammate. You mentioned going to Illinois State. Brent Hedrick was there with you for 2 years. Have you faced him before, first of all?
Maybe in some, like, college fall ball, you know, game, maybe one or two at-bats in a college fall ball setting. But, no, I'm excited. I haven't seen him in a while, and, you know, it's good to see what he's done so far in his career. And, you know, I always believed that in him when we played in college. But it'll be nice to see him on the mound tonight, get a couple knocks off him, and I told him not to hang a curveball. So, you know, hopefully I can put some good swings on some balls.
The Twins media guide mentions that, first of all, he's got huge hands. It says he can hold 7 baseballs in one hand. Mm-hmm. It also mentioned he has learned the Rubik's Cube. Which of those two things surprises you the least?
I played basketball against him in college, and I'll say that he does have some pretty big hands, so that actually makes sense. I mean, he is like 6'7", so usually I give pitchers some crap about not being athletic, but he's like one of the few guys that I seen play basketball, and I was like, oh, he can move around a little bit. But yeah, Rubik's Cube. I mean, I remember helping me with my accounting homework in college, so that also makes sense. So I can believe both those two.
Pitching coach Jeremy Ricardo, Illinois State alum too. The Redbirds will sneak up on you.
Oh yeah. There's starting to be more. You know, a lot more guys that I see, and it's always cool to see guys that played at Illinois State, and it's cool to see, and it's cool to catch up with them.
Appreciate you, man. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Owen Miller. This has been Sounds on Deck, presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.